Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to The Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs. Our vision here at the Voice of Destiny is to empower you with the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. The scripture clearly directs us to understand that we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are called to show forth the praises of God through who we are and what we do in our everyday lives. We are to be the salt of the earth. We are to be the preservers of the planet, because as long as we're here, the grace of God will be here. For where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. And this is why God has positioned each and every one of us in our lives, in our families, in our occupations to make a difference everywhere. Today, I've invited a friend of mine, Carmen Brown, who is a commercial driver that has told me some of the most incredible stories about how he's had an opportunity to be used of God in his marketplace setting. Each and every one of us are commissioned to a mountain of influence, and in the case of Carmen Brown, he's in transportation. He's a commercial driver, and God has just used him over the years to disciple and to lead many to the Lord. And I wanted to ask Carmen on to hear his story so that each of us can understand that our mission field is wherever God has planted our 2 feet in that 9-to-5 window. And today I want to welcome you, Carmen. God bless you. How are you doing today?
Good. We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, why don't you, can we hear your testimony? How did the Lord, you know, where was your life before Christ, and where did God bring you into the kingdom? All right, you know, what has God been doing for you? What did he do to bring you into his family? And I think that's an important story to hear, too. And I would love for you to tell me about the work that you're doing through your occupation of commercial driving.
Amen. Let me kind of start at the beginning prior to how I even became how I got into the commercial driver business. And prior to that, I spent time in the military working for the government. God has delivered me from the use of drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. That's a very interesting story. Just to touch base on that, you know. But just to go back further than that, I was brought into the body of Christ at the age of 14. In rebellion, you know, to my parents and not understanding a lot of things, you know, I found myself in a backslidden state that led to being on drugs and living a life of, you know, in gangster activity for, you know, 30, 40 years.
And, wow.
God blessed me because, you know, I was just getting tired of that lifestyle, you know. Just living that type of lifestyle, you know. I was what they call a functional addict, you know. Mm-hmm. And to the point where it became not functional, where I couldn't function in my job. So, you know, just to tell you how the trick of the devil is, you know, I said, well, I'm going to quit my job so I can keep getting high. You know? And so that's just how it went. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
and in hindsight, when you look at it, you look at, you know, that's just plain ludicrous, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
That just tells you how the devil acts and how he gets you to respond to things that are ludicrous, you know what I mean? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm telling myself, I convinced myself I need to quit working so I can keep getting high, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so that went on, you know, and eventually I wound up in jail for a while. And then I moved back to Delaware, and after about probably 10 or 12 years back here, I met my wife, who I'm married to today. Her name's Angel McManus Brown. I mean, God has just blessed me. In fact, he showed up in my life as her. You know, that was the turning point, you know. And
So God really just sent you an angel.
Yes, he did. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, even, you know, after I had rode with my brother-in-law for a while. He drove a truck, and so that got me interested in the industry. And so I went to school, you know, and so I did that, you know. Even after I got out of school, I went to work for a company at the same time, you know, I'm giving my life back to Christ, but I still am dealing with the issues of the drugs and, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And and it was interesting because even after, you know, I went to school and I got a job with the largest company in the nation, which they told me because of my criminal background that I wouldn't be able to do nothing but drive a garbage truck. And I said, I know God has something greater than that for me, you know. And so I, you know, I just, you know, put it in God's hands. And like I said, I wound up working for the largest company in the nation. And but at the time, you know, I could leave home for 6 weeks and you know, I'd still smoke cigarettes, but I wouldn't drink and I wouldn't do no alcohol. But on the way back home, I'm calling, you know, the drug dealer. You know, I said, Lord, I said, this has to stop. You know, plus I was getting ready to get married, you know, and I said, you know, like 15 days, you know, and I'm still doing this. So I said, Lord, I said, listen, I just need you to take the taste out of my mouth, you know, I said, because I'm not going in this marriage like this. And I'm telling you, I just got on my knees and got before the Lord, you know, and I just heard him clear, heard the Holy Spirit say clearly that, you know, you have not or you have yet to thank me for your deliverance, you know. So I'm running around thinking I've got a problem, but I'm delivered from it. You know, and so that led to that. I mean, and from that day, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, gone. I mean, like I asked him, I asked him to take the taste of it out of my mouth. There was no urges, no, because like I said, I don't have time for rehab. I don't have time for counseling. I need this done today. You know, I've seen people raised from the dead. I've seen people heal miraculously in front of my eyes, you know, and so I know what God can do. So I said, listen, I don't, you know, that other stuff is not doing me no good. I need something done today. And I'm telling you, he just blessed me. And right now today, it's going on 14 years, and I've been drug-free, alcohol-free, tobacco-free, you know, and haven't had an urge to go back there not once.
And that's what the Bible referred to as a miracle. That's a working of miracles. A lot of times people confuse healing with miracles. Healing is more therapeutic. It's over time. It's a process that God can manifest. But when you get something instant like that, that's what the Bible refers to as a working of a miracle. You had a working of a miracle to change your life because God had reasons, God had purposes for you that God wanted to operate through you. And it's incredible that you were able to have the faith to decide that I will receive that from God right here and now before I walked into this marriage with an angel. Praise God.
Amen. You know, and so, you know, we you know, it's interesting because, you know, even in dealing with the Holy Spirit during that time, you know, he was instructing me on, you know, because, you know, even in that process, he was saying, ask the Father this, ask the Father that, you know. And it was just a highlight in my life, you know. And then I went to work for this company, and even God began to use me even while I was training for that company because, you know, I came in, you know, with an attitude that I was not going to be treated like you would treat anybody else, you know. And And I just changed the whole atmosphere in which, you know, I think you kind of touched on it, you know, how when we come into a place that is a sphere of our influence, you know, I mean, we're supposed to influence that atmosphere or that sphere.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened in, you know, even with the trainer of that job, you know, it started then when I started begin to notice guys working with me in that industry, you know, and that one day that he was driving, you know, and I was in the back and I was praying. Actually, my mother-in-law was getting ready to go into surgery, and I just went into prayer, interceding for her, you know. And I mean, and I knew, I mean, you could feel the Holy Spirit just light that whole truck up, you know what I mean? And and he said, "Are you back there praying?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, this everything's been changed up here." He said, "You know what I mean?" He said, "There's something." He said, "I knew something came in this truck."
The guy that was driving. Wow.
You know,
God is faithful.
And it's interesting, and it started then because we would pull into a terminal, and I could hear him on the phone sometime, and he said, "Well, I have a praying man in the truck, you know." And we would go into the terminal, and people would come out and ask me if I was riding. His name was Curtis Helsey. He said, "Are you the guy training with Curtis Helsey?" He said, "Yeah." I would say, "Yeah." So listen, I need prayer for this. I need prayer for that. You know, and they would, you know, and really, they would start walking around. I said, "No, let's pray right now." You know,
they were exposed. They were exposed to a kingdom product that changes circumstances, and you had a marketer. Your marketer went out to let the world know that there's a kingdom resource here in this environment that's available for us to change our lives. And a lot of times we as saints, we don't realize how important we are to the people in the marketplace, because a lot of them will never have any exposure to Jesus Christ except through us. And so what we do in terms of how we do our work, our legacy, our attitudes, our integrity that we have when relating to those in the workplace becomes an important mandate for us preaching the gospel. And we tell everybody, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and use words if you have to, because in the marketplace you don't always have the license to do it, but every opportunity you have to be a witness through your principles, your values, through your voice, through what you do, becomes a paramount for people, because many of them will never know Jesus except you walk into their atmosphere being a living witness, a reliable witness, you know, having gone to court. You know, sometimes they have witnesses that are no good to the prosecutors, you know, because they're a bad witness.
Amen.
Yeah, God wants us to be a really good witness, and it really does take us having an integrity and a faith that God's called us for a purpose and to establish that. Let's take a destiny break right here, Carmen, and let's come back and talk about, you know, what are important things that we need to do now that we've been saved? You know, how do we walk in the process of being converted? You had to stand in faith for your total deliverance, even though you've been resurrected from the dead spiritually. Like Lazarus, you needed those grave clothes, which was drug addiction and smoking, taken off of you. A lot of people haven't been converted. They may have said a prayer, but they've not been converted, and it's very important for us to understand this, that as instruments of God in the workplace, there are many people that need us to feed them faith to get their full deliverance. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Yes, it's our right not to live our lives as common people, because we are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We're called to show forth the praises of God. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs, and my guest today is the anointed Carmen Brown, who was a commercial, who masquerades as a commercial driver by day, but has an anointing as a powerful messenger and teacher of God's word, who has really discovered to exercise his ministry no matter where he's at. Wherever God's given him a place of responsibility, he's been able to be a witness. And we were talking about your own role. When you were simply in training as a commercial driver, you were able to impact the one that was training you, who went out and told others about the work you were doing through prayer. What other stories do you want us to hear about that will inspire our faith to act on our calling in the marketplace for whatever God's called us to be?
You know, I really would say is that, you know, you have examples in the Bible like, you know, Daniel and the Hebrew boys, you know, where they, you know, they just made it a heart issue to say that, you know, that they were not going to eat of the king's table, you know. And in saying that, you know, we have to make it a heart issue to not to conform ourselves to the way of any industry that we're involved in. You know, like I said, one of the, one day in North, let me put this story, in North Carolina, I picked up a load of beer out of North Carolina to take to Ohio. And that thing, all the way, you know, on the way to Ohio, that whole thing, it just troubled me about the load that I'm carrying, you know. And I said, Lord, you know what? I said, this is the largest company in the world. I said, it seems to me that I shouldn't have to transport anything that's contrary to your will or your word, you know, or mm-hmm. anything that you delivered me from. You know, I said, mm-hmm. since you delivered, you know, you delivered me from this cargo that I'm carrying, and now I'm mm-hmm. carrying it to someone else, you know. Oh. And so, you know, I said, Lord, I really have a problem with that, you know. And I said, being that this company is the largest company in the nation, I said, you know, they got plenty of product that I can carry, you know, other than carry something that is contrary to your word or your will, you know, or especially something that you have delivered me from, you know.
Wow.
And so I took a little sticky thing, Pat, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to take it on faith that I will not have to deliver any more such product like this again, you know.
Wow.
And this is around June or something like that, you know. And then about 6 months later, I was out there where you're at now in Denver, and they wanted me to pick up another load of beer to take somewhere else. And you know, and I got that little sticky pad because I left it on the dash of my truck, delivered from mm-hmm. delivering contraband that is contrary to the word of God, such and such a date. And so I said, hey, Lord, you know, I believe you delivered me from this on this date, you know.
Wow.
And I said, now, listen, I says, I'm going to turn down this load, you know. You know, and I said, now, you know, I need you to do your part. You know, I said, I'm going to do mine. I said, I'm going to refuse. You know, but before I did that, I called my wife, you know, and we talked about
mm-hmm.
it. We prayed, you know, mm-hmm. about it, you know, because I need her to be in agreement with what I was doing. You know,
yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I'm the resource for my family.
And your team.
So, right, you know, and so, mm-hmm. you know, and so she agreed, you know, and we went in prayer, and, you know, and so I called them back, and, you know, and I told him, I said, listen, I can't, you know, of good conscience carry this load because of what I believe in, you know, and who I am in the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ, you know. And next thing I know, my driver manager, she was giving me the phone to her boss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man has authority to tell me to take that truck to the nearest terminal, which we had one right there in Denver where I was at the terminal,
yeah.
you know, and to park that truck and, you know, and get home the best way I can. You know, which is it.
But you know, there's a price for doing what's right. You know, a lot of us as Christians, we think that sometimes standing up for the Lord, there's no cost to it. But we know from the testimony of Daniel and the Hebrew boys that went in the fire, that you can pay a price for doing what is right. We know this from looking at the work of the apostles in Acts, that when they stood up for what was right, sometimes they had to pay currency with their own lives,
yes.
or with their own conveniences. And as Christians, we must be willing to take up the cross to do that. Not that we're going to be reckless, you know, unwise, but we need to be able to find the integrity of God inside of us and recognize that, you know, our integrity is worth something. And sometimes we would have to take it in and we'll have to trade it. And so here it was, this man had the authority to let you go, but yet he invites you on the phone, and what happens?
So now I'm telling you, this is really something, and this was, you know, I mean, this was the first time I experienced this. Now I'm telling this man, you know, so he asked me what was going on, so I explained to him, and I can hear not only the anger in his voice, but the authority getting ready to kick in to tell me go park the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, the Holy Spirit. I mean, just confused his tongue, because nothing he said was with any understanding. It reminded me of what the Bible said when the people were trying to build the Tower of Babel, that God, you know, confused the tongue
uh-huh.
where they couldn't open the court. And I'm telling you, it came across as gibberish, you know.
Mm.
And so, you know, the next thing I know, I'm speaking back to my driver manager. And she's saying to me, she said, what did you do and say to him, you know? I mean, you know, and she said, because he, only thing she got through, he told me to you deal with it, and he left the room. You know, and so,
wow.
you know, and then so, you know, and this lady, you know, she was, you know, she talked with me about, you know, have, you know, well, you don't have to, you know, drink this, and you don't have to, I said, listen, this is where I stand, you know. I said, I understand that, you know, that you guys have the authority to do this and that, to tell me to park the truck, to terminate my employment. I said, but, you know, I'm standing on the ground in the fact that God is my source, not the company. I'm not going to call the company's name. I said, but not this
mm-hmm.
company, you know. I said, God is my source, You know, I said, and if it is his will for me to leave this company today, that would, that it will be. You know, I said, if it's not, I said, you guys will find me another load. You know, and she said, well, let me call you back. You know, and about 20 minutes later, they called. She called back, and they had another load. And I'm telling you, I worked for that company for another 2.5 years, and I never carried nothing that was contrary to the word or the purpose of God for man.
Wow. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, and every time that I would go to a terminal and something like that, and they were, sometimes they would try to get me to do things that weren't right, weren't ethical, you know, or just was just downright wrong, you know, and I would refuse, you know. And I told them, I said, listen, I said, my father's not going to tolerate me being treated like this. I said, so neither am I, you know. And I'll be getting responses like, well, we know who your father is. You know, I said, well, that's good. Then you know where I'm coming from. Then you know that this is not going to be tolerated. You know, and then they would say, well, get back with us in a few minutes or whatever. You know, and they come back with something that's right. You know.
Well, let's also talk about the fact. Let's do this in the next segment because we need to take a break here. Let's talk about how the need we have to be of value to that company, not just to secure our jobs, but to be a witness for our Heavenly Father in the environments that we're called to. We'll be right back.
Amen.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
You're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs, and I want to take the time and give props to our monthly voice partners who will not only give us the resources of their prayers, but also the resources of their finances to bring this gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you, our listeners, can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Please visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org to find out about all the great resources that we have available to help you to walk in your gifts and your callings and how we can be a greater blessing to you. And I'm talking today with a very special guest of mine, a great friend of mine, Carmen Brown, who is masquerading as a commercial driver, but really has a genuine calling as a prophet and a teacher to the body of Christ. And I wanted to thank you, Carmen, for the insight you were giving us about how to take a stand, you know, for kingdom integrity in your workplace. But let's talk about what is it that believers should understand about being a valuable asset as a witness for the kingdom of God in the workplace. What are some of the principles God's taught you over the years?
Well, you know, one of them, I'm reminded of there's a scripture, Exodus 35, chapter 35, 30 to 35, where it talks about when they were building the temple, I believe, and where Moses told the Israelites about a man named Bezaleel and another, God, I can't think his name. I can't think, whatever, two men. But it talked about his gifts. And able, you know, in his craftsmanship. And
he was a skilled craftsman, yeah.
Right. He said he was filled with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and know-how for the making of all sorts of things, you know. And so, you know, one of the things that we, you know, in the body of Christ need to come to realize is that, you know, is that the skills and the gifts that we have, you know, and above all, you know, like the Bible says too, he says, you know, we were made for him, by him, and for his glory. You know, so whatever that we are, however we're made up, you know, whatever, you know, gifts and callings, I mean, that we have, they are supposed to bring glory to God. So what we do, what I do, is I look for opportunities, you know, to exploit that, you know, wherever I can, you know, and sometimes it's been successful, sometimes it's been a fight, you know, in some places where I'm at, it's an ongoing fight, you
mm-hmm.
know, because you have to, also you have to understand, the, you know, the spiritual dynamics of it too, you know, that, you know, a lot of times we're not, you know, especially in the corporate world, we're not dealing with flesh and blood, you know, and we're dealing with spirits that are at work, you know what I mean, but if we take and ourselves, if we start with ourselves, and we realize the, you know, the gifts and the strengths, or you know, or the talents that we have, you know, and because a lot of times, you know, that these talents, you know, get us into our positions and our jobs, you know, the, you know, like going to school for to do business or whatever, you know, your business
mm-hmm.
acumen or whatever, you know, like my ability to. To get places on time, and you know, I just left a company where they did not want me to leave because, in the process of doing my job in an excellent manner, it brought them business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would send me to new accounts first. You know, and,
mm-hmm.
and to get it, you know, get it, you know, get the groundwork started. You know, and get it established because these people need the product there on time. You know,
yeah.
and at the same time, you develop a rapport or relationship with the people. You know, and what happens is it brings them more business. You know,
mm-hmm.
and after a while, you know, you might start up bringing a half a truck, and then after a while, you're bringing a whole truck. You
yeah.
know, and then you know, and the next thing you know, you got two or three trucks coming in that place. You know,
mm-hmm.
and this has happened because of the relationship that I established and built with people there. You know, at that particular place. You know, and so they and not only that, you know, the company will exploit it because you know, and they look at it. It's like. You know, where you read in the Bible many times, you know, that you know, they talked about Daniel and God was with him, you know.
Yeah.
And these people, they can clearly see, you know, that God was with me in a lot of ways because, see, you know, and even you would see the change in even how they were dealing with me because I'd, you know, I'd witness them dealing with other people. They'd be cussing them out, doing all this kind of stuff, you know. But, see, if you don't tolerate that self, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, my grandfather told me years ago, he said, if a man does not stand for anything, he will go for anything, you know.
Mm.
And so, yeah. you know, and so, you know, and that we teach people how to treat us, you know. So, you know, and so, like, you know, because I remember I got into a conflict with one of the driver managers, and she began to curse and everything. I said, listen, I said, you know what? I said, you know, I know my way back home. I can take this product back where I got it from because I'm not going to tolerate this attitude from you or nobody else, you know. I said, and she talked about, well, you could lose your job. I said, so what? You know, I said, you're not my source, you know. I said, but one thing needs to be understood. I'm not going to tolerate this, you know. And so she was one of the main people that when I left, she sent me a text first, and then she called me. She said, listen, she said, I'm really going to miss you. She said, you know, she said, you helped me to be a person that I was raised to be. She said, in this industry,
wow.
I turned out being something else, you know, and she said, I just want to thank you, you know. She said, I text your message. She said, no, I'm going to call him. I'm going to thank him personally. She said, I want to thank you. She said, because you have been a blessing to me in this business. She said, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to try hard to stay where
wow.
I'm at right now, you know.
Well,
and
that's a blessing.
These are some of the things that come from, you know, when we exercise who we are in Christ.
Well, what was so unique about Daniel that Daniel had to work side by side and had no choice in the matter with people that operated from a different principle than he operated from. But they said Daniel had an excellent spirit. They didn't even have the words to describe the distinction that Daniel walked in, except he had the spirit of the gods inside of him. It has to be a whole bunch of gods that somebody could be that powerful and that excellent at what they do. And God wants us to understand that our verbal witness gets counseled when we have a bad personal witness. That God wants us to be witnesses for his kingdom and the assignment that God's given us. And this is really, really important that we get a hold of. We have a couple of minutes left as people are driving down the highways in America and around the world, and they see these tractor trailers driving past them. What are some of the main things that we need to be praying for these families, these drivers? We know that lifestyle of driving those commercial vehicles can be challenging if one does not have a faith. So how should we be praying as we're driving?
driving on our highways for these individuals that are bringing America their food, bringing America their goods and their services?
Well, one of the main things is to understand the fact that that trucking industry, I'm telling you, is the lifeline of this country. If the trucking industry shuts down, I mean, for a day, it would put this economy in a tailspin. You know, if the trucks would just stop moving for a day, I mean, you would see the effect immediately. And that, you know, that people would pray, you know, for our safety. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the trucks move in, you know, when the weather is good or bad. You know, sometimes it has to be extremely bad for, you know, it to just shut it down. You know what I mean? You know, for, you know, sometimes we have to just get off the road because of the weather conditions. But other times, you know, you just slow it down. You don't stop. You know, you just slow down. You know, my advice to people that are listening, you know, don't hang out around a truck. You know, I mean, it provides, you know, goods and stuff for this company, you know, but they're very dangerous. You know what I mean? I tell my own wife, I said, listen, I said, if you're going to pass them, pass them. If you're going to, you know, if not, stay behind them. Don't ride beside them, you know. And one thing I pray that people understand is they don't understand is that they, you know, they think that these trucks can stop on a dime. You know, at 55 miles an hour, it takes the length of a football field to stop one of these things, you know. And people don't realize that they pull in front of us and they stop, you know, or, you know, they throw on brakes, you know, and not realizing that, you know, they could be, you know, causing the death of themselves or the loved ones or anything, you know, just causing a great accident. Nobody knows, has no idea, you know. And most likely I would say that they would pray for safe travel, you know, for us, you know, and for them to use wisdom around these things. You know,
Thank you very much for sharing this, your wisdom, your testimony. I want the body of Christ to understand that we have great responsibilities in the marketplace. We do, through our occupation, influence the life and the quality of life of people. A lot of times we don't understand how much what we do is matters of life and death. And so I just want to thank you, Carmen, for sharing your story with us, sharing your testimony, and inspiring us to be better citizens of God's kingdom. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I want to encourage you, if you want to connect with Carmen, he is on Facebook under Carmen Brown, and you can hear more about the great work that God's using him to do. Carmen, I want you to come back for another show, because I would love for our listeners to hear about the work that you're doing in the area of missions. This is a great hour that we're living in, brothers and sisters. Remember, today is a great day because it's the day the Lord has made for you. Remember, Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. God bless you. Have a great one.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.